And welcome back to Drive Time on News Talk 93 WKCP. I'm Steve Meredith, and we're joined now by Pamela Capone, author of I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. Pamela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Gosh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, the pleasure's all ours, and right off the bat, I've got to talk about your book's title. I know there's a story behind that. Could you tell folks what it is?
Yeah, I really struggle with insomnia, and so one morning after a fitful night's sleep, I shuffled over to my bathroom sink to brush my teeth, and I look in the mirror, and I saw that I had a black eye, and I thought, what the heck? And then I had a flash of memory. Although I couldn't recall the dream itself, I remember distinctively waking to the yelp of my own voice, my fist balled up, leaving the scene of the crime. I clocked myself. And in that moment, I had an epiphany, and I thought, gosh, I wonder how often and in which ways I beat myself up in an unconscious state, self-sabotage. And so, yeah, it was kind of like a just sort of a metaphor for ways that I, you know, clock myself without really knowing it.
It's an incredible story. I mean, it's a great story, amusing, everything, but it rings so true to so many of us. I mean, how many of us do, you know, beat ourselves up subconsciously over so many things in life?
Yeah, I think it's for me, it's almost perpetual. You know, it's like I am a chronic overthinker. I do a lot of negative self-talk, and I'm really trying to, I've been working on that for a long time, and sometimes it'll be happening, you know, on an unconscious level. And I'm like, what are you saying to yourself? How is that helping? So, yeah, I think that for me, one of the ways that I self-sabotage is just overthinking and letting fear creep in and, yeah, not really having faith when I know that's available to me.
I think it's a common thing for most of us out there. Now, I was going to say your book is actually a collection of essays, and these are all real life, right?
Absolutely. They're true life stories. I see a lot of funny things in life, and I see a lot of metaphors, and sometimes some of the stories are, sometimes they're, you know, a story that will evolve out of an anecdote or a metaphor, something that I see in a day or just people watching. And sometimes they're accounts of true life, real things that have happened, sort of stories that write themselves. And I just put them down on paper.
Now, I was going to say, where do you do your writing? Do you have a routine, or is it a matter of just, you know, something inspires you and go?
You know what? I tend to get really inspired when I'm outside. If I'm, you know, I like combining cardio workouts and being outdoors. So sometimes if I'm riding my bike or if I'm running or hiking or something like that, or at the beach, I tend to get a lot of inspiration there. Or sometimes when I'm traveling, that's a really big one. But as far as the routine, the way that it worked out that I wrote my book, I gave myself a consistent goal, for a daily goal. And I said, so you're going to write 2 hours a day or 500 words a day, whatever comes first. And so I didn't always meet that goal, but because I put that in play, I was able to write my book within 9 months or so. So that's, as far as the routine, that's what I did. But as far as inspiration, it comes every which way.
You're listening to Drive Time on News Talk 93 WKCT. I'm Steve Meredith, and we're talking to Pamela Capone, author of the book, I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. Now, we talked about how you got the title for the book and some of the inspiration behind it, but what was your main motivating factor in writing this book?
You know, one of my themes is grace and just our common humanity and seizing the day. And so, you know, I was orphaned as an 18-month-old, and I was the baby of nine siblings. And so we all were split up and put into different homes and facilities. And I just have a really pretty special story, I think, of being the recipient of just some serious hardcore compassion by two people who brought me into their home. And they took me in with the understanding that they were going to keep me for 2 weeks, and they ended up keeping me forever, and I became my parents. So I'm really inspired by stories of grace and compassion. And I think we're living in some pretty hard times, pretty hateful times, with the political climate and just with the violence and all the hate talk. I just really want to try and turn the tide a little bit and talk about things that bring us together, because I think we really need it.
I think that's a great message, too. And you're right. I mean, we do have so much division, so much negativity out there. It's great when we can focus on things that we have in common with each other. And a lot of, I don't know, this is just my personal opinion, a lot of people seem to not have the empathy that, you know, I wish they would. And from just the little bit that I've read in your book, it really comes through, you know, and you've had hard times yourself to overcome.
I have. I think that's really made me who I am. Yeah, absolutely. That's been a big piece. I think if that wouldn't have happened to me as an 18-month-old, I don't think I would have had the... I think I'm naturally, you know, a sensitive person and pretty empathetic, but I think because of that, it just really burst my heart open and really it's inspired me. I see my parents as swoopers. They swooped in and saved me as a little girl, and I feel like it's my calling in life to try and do that. I haven't even scratched the surface of what my parents have done, but I'm really inspired by helping. And one of the things that I do is work with a school in Guatemala City called EMA. And that's one of the ways that I try and give back. And I don't feel like I'm doing that much, but it feels like the most important thing one of the most important things I've done in my life.
Well, now we talked about your book as a collection of essays. You actually have a term that you use for it, not exactly essays. I'll let you explain that. But what draws you to that writing style?
You know, people have always said from the time that I started writing, even when I was a little girl, people said that I wrote the way I speak. I think I have kind of just a plain speak, kind of a colloquial. I say it the way I hear it in my head. And I think I'm not impressed by big fancy words, and I just say what's in my heart. And I think that's my style. And I think that comes across. And I think one of the things I really like about my book is that it has a really wide audience. I have my cousin who sent me a snapshot or a picture of her son's reading whiteboard, and my book is on his list to read this week, and he's 9 years old. And then I have a 93-year-old friend who said that my book kept her in stitches. So I think it really has a pretty big audience, and I like that.
I was going to say, I mean, it really is a book for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's fun. There's some whimsical light stories, and there's some really funny stories, and there's a few really hard stories, but I think that they all point to a bigger message, which that's kind of what I want to do. That's the whole point. I'm not a big person that likes small talk. I like to talk about the things that are important and that really matter, but I think that those things can evolve out of the little things, out of the small things.
We're talking to Pamela Capone, author of the book, I Punch Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Amazing Grace. Steve Meredith with you on Drive Time. Pamela, who were some of your writing influences? Who have inspired you to write over the years?
You know, one of the big ones for me is Anne Lamott. I love Anne Lamott. She's I feel like she's super spiritual. She really gets the Jesus piece. She gets the God piece, and she's so insightful and wise, but she's so funny too. And I feel like humor has always played a really big role in my life. And so when I can read something that's funny and entertaining and at the same time really meaningful, those are the writers that have influenced me. And Anne Lamott's definitely at the top of my list.
You think people are surprised when people who talk about faith, you know, do come off so funny and so witty? I think a lot of people, like, you know, come in with this preconceived notion. It's like, well, this is going to be very pious and very preachy. But as you talked about Anne, I mean, there's a lot of people in that writing mode who really write some incredibly funny stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think God has a huge sense of humor. I think we don't really talk about that very much, but I think that we're made in his image, and I think that he's probably really funny. There's a really funny story in my book about what I call sort of an explosive moment on a church pew, and it's the story is kind of about self-control, and I see funny stuff all the time, and I think we need to start laughing more. I think there's a real healing power in laughter. I think it's kind of a you know, the knowing laughter when we see something that we can all identify with and we laugh, it's just kind of like the universal language.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're absolutely correct. We all need to laugh more. I was going to say, do you have any advice for, you know, would-be authors out there? I mean, you jumped in on this, went pretty fearless into it, putting out your book. What would you advise anybody else who's thinking about it?
I would say don't listen to the critics. Don't listen to the people who say you can't do it, because that's what really stopped me for a long time. And actually it was one of those sort of self eye punch situations where I didn't realize I was unconsciously allowing other people's opinions to sabotage my writing. I was worried about what people would think, that, you know, I had a lot of fear, and I didn't realize that's what was stopping me. So when I recognized that's what the deal breaker was for me, that I was not actually pursuing my writing because of fear of judgment, I was able to pull that plug out and just really let it go. And that's when it happened. So I think just not letting worries about what other people are going to think stop you is kind of a really big piece.
And what's, do it. I was going to say, and what's next for you as an author?
I would like to keep writing personal essays, messays. I think, you know, life is a little messy sometimes, and I think writing about the things that that people can identify with is kind of my thing, and I would like to keep writing essay books.
I was going to say a messy. I love that quote that you use, because, yes, life is messy, so we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you thought about, I don't know, maybe doing some syndicated writing? I mean, since you write essays, have you thought about writing for maybe magazines or blogs or papers?
You know, I'm actually starting to look into that more. I have my own blog, and I write on that occasionally. But I am starting to look into writing for some, maybe Huffington Post and some of the other online magazines and blogs. So, yeah.
That's great. It's an inspiring story. Pamela Capone, author of I Punch Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. Pamela, where can we find your book, and how can folks find out more about you or get in touch with you?
Well, my book's available on Amazon.com, I Punch Myself in the Eye. And you can also log on to my website, PamelaCapone.com, and also IPunchMyselfInTheEye.com. And to find out more about IMA Guatemala, it's IMAUSA.org, IMAUSA.org.
Well, Pamela, once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Hey, when you put out that next book, we want you to come back on and talk to us about it, okay?
Thank you so much, Steve. This has really been great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. It's been great talking to you. Love the message that you have. Pamela Capone, once again,
thank
her
you.
Book is I Punch Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. You can find out more about her online at PamelaCapone.com. Stay tuned. More Drive Time on the way on News Talk 93 WKCT. Turn the clock on the-